This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
A word here about Uber and how change, while sometimes hard, might be good big picture-wise. The president of Uber is quitting after just 6 months on the job. Former Target executive Jeff Jones says his approach to leadership was, quote, inconsistent with what he experienced at Uber. It's been tough to miss the bad news that company has been hit with: the Delete Uber campaign, allegations of systemic sexual harassment, and a video of CEO Travis Kalanick getting into it with a driver. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports now on startup growing pains.
Founded just 8 years ago as a ride-hailing app, Uber is now worth almost $70 billion. But the Delete Uber campaign, reports of sexual harassment at the company, revelations it used software to dodge law enforcement, have all taken a toll on the brand. Charles Kane is a senior lecturer at MIT's Sloan School of Management.
They have grown so quickly in such a short amount of time that usually the initial management gets overwhelmed.
After the video went viral of Travis Kalanick cursing at an Uber driver, the CEO admitted he needed to grow up and get some leadership help. Uber is searching for a chief operating officer, or COO. Howard Yu at IMD Business School in Switzerland says that's something the aggressive startup had resisted.
The notion of having a COO in charge of regular operation or public affair, it feels a little bureaucratic.
Bringing in a heavy-hitting COO also means ceding some power, which doesn't always come easy to founding entrepreneurs. Lila Bulling Town is an executive coach who's worked with several Silicon Valley startups.
I think the COO is sometimes hands tied a little because there can sometimes, in my opinion, be a lack of clarity around the difference between the two roles.
That may help explain the departure of Jeff Jones, she says, who as president was serving some of the functions of a COO. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.